Farm News and Views podcast is supported by Stoats Equipment of Cortez. Stoats sells and repairs John Deere, steel, and Honda products and repairs all small engines. They are parts experts for many brands. If you need a part, Stoats likely has it in stock or can get it the next day.
This is Bob Bragg with the Farm News and Views report for the week of March 11th. The smoke-caused fire that burned over a million acres of grazing land, crop fields, barns, and homes in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle a week ago is still a top ag news story. But there's still tales being told about the fire and its aftermath. As the fire moved closer, a fast-thinking rancher in the Northeast Panhandle moved his cattle to a wheat field near his ranch headquarters and used a tractor and field cultivator to work up the ground and make a fire break, which saved both his herd and the farmstead. But many of the ranchers who saved their herds have lost ranch buildings, livestock handling facilities, and hundreds of miles of fences, while grasslands and hay supplies have been incinerated. But as often happens when a catastrophe strikes in the rural U.S., other ag producers in the neighboring states are sending hay donations, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture is offering assistance in the form of indemnity payments, emergency grazing options on conservation reserve grasslands, and low interest rate loans to ranchers who have lost both cattle and feed. Karen Hickman, grasslands ecologist at Oklahoma State University and president of the Society for Range Management, offers some good news as well, pointing out that burned grassland should recover fairly quickly, since grasses are alive during the winter and only the dry, dead leaves of plants burn during the fires. A team of University of California Agriculture and Natural Resource Advisors has created the Small Acreage Landowners website for landowners in California and other states. The site is designed to be a one-stop shop for backyard livestock producers, youth raising livestock, and other small acreage landowners. It provides information on livestock husbandry, pasture management, pests and predators, weed management, and emergency preparedness. It's in English and Spanish on the website. A link to the site is at the Farm News and Views blog post at ksjd.org. Since the beginning of January, the Four Corners region has had many days with daytime temperatures in the 40 to 50 degree range. But we haven't had much precipitation, and the drought monitor map bears that out, indicating that all the Four Corners region is abnormally dry, with much of the northwest corner of New Mexico in severe drought. The National Weather Service records report that Cortez has received just over 2 inches of precipitation since January 1st, while a weather watcher northeast of Cortez has recorded about an inch and a quarter of moisture. The NRCS Snowtail Snow and Precipitation Update report shows that rivers in the southwest region of Colorado are at about 90% of average. The National Weather Service monthly precipitation outlook is calling for a slightly above average precipitation in the region for the next 30 days. The Environmental Working Group announced a study recently that found the pesticide chloramoquat in an overwhelming majority of oat-based products, including major cereal brands such as Quaker Oats and Cheerios. The chemical, which is associated with reduced fertility, isn't approved for use in food crops in the U.S., but it was identified in 80% of participants in the study. The chemical is believed to have been applied to oat crops that were imported from countries that have approved the use of chloramoquat on grain crops. I wonder why the U.S. needs to import oats from other countries, since it once was a very common crop grown by U.S. farmers. Theodore Roosevelt wrote, "I think that there is only one quality worse than hardness of the heart, and that is softness of the head." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.